Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Today, we are taking a trip to every place that the Chiefs drafted a player. It is only fitting that we start with their first-round pick, Joshua Simmons, and one of our favorite people to catch up with, Chico Borman. He's with the Big Play Network. He also does post-game for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Chico, happy to have you join us on the show. It's always good when we have you two times in a week.
Yeah, I hope everybody feels that way, but I know I enjoy it and hopefully you enjoy it. It's always certainly a lot of fun, but especially after the draft.
So let's just start with this. You were a little bit skeptical, I guess maybe the right term to use, that Joshua Simmons would even be there at 32 for Kansas City. I certainly thought there was a chance that he could go higher than 32, but as we saw this draft play itself out, I thought it started to look more and more favorable that he was going to be there for Kansas City. And this was one of the players that you and I circled that made a lot of sense for Kansas City to draft. And they ultimately selected him with the 32nd overall pick.
Yeah, you're right. I think we said last week, or I said last week, that I would be surprised if the Texans, now, you know, the Texans obviously traded out. They got a great deal to trade out of 25, but that seemed to be the sweet spot if there was one for Josh Simmons. And then when that happened, I think I got on the horn to you and started trading text messages. But yeah, it felt like if he was going to go, you know, maybe could have gone a little bit earlier than that, but it felt like 25 was a sweet spot. And I know Houston had done a lot of work with him. They loved him. But then when that opened up, it seemed like, you know, wow, this could be, and then obviously Philadelphia moves up. Beach says offense, defense. Philly says defense, so it kind of fell together. I was talking to Rob during the when I was waiting for you. I don't know. It seems like it's not a very well-received pick. Would that be fair or unfair?
I think most people are excited about him, and I think there's always a belief that people want a player that you think is going to start for you immediately, that this seems like more of a pick for the future. But, I mean, the Chiefs have been trying to figure out this left tackle position, and also they're going to have to get rid of Jawan Taylor at the end of this year. They saved $20 million by cutting him, and you and I both know how the NFL goes. You then move on from that player, and then you insert a younger and cheaper player. So, I mean, this isn't a move that I wouldn't say there's a lot of fanfare for because of that reason. But I would say for the most part, people like this pick. People like this selection.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I certainly understand that. I mean, especially in today's day and age, whether it's the NFL, whatever sport, you know, you want it now. You want the gratification, the success now. I think if they're patient, and I know, you know, Jalen Moore's a backup for a reason, but and it sounds like from everything I've read and heard from Brett Veach and Andy Reid is that, you know, you guys they're well prepared to basically say, okay, look, he's doing well right now, but we're not going to push him. I think it is a serious injury. I don't want to downplay it, but you know, you heard a few guys, I think on draft night, former players say, yeah, I had this injury and I ended up being okay, but it did take me a solid year before I felt like, you know, me again. And that could be. So that injury happened in October. You know, maybe he misses four games. And I know right now, you know, it sounds like the end of the world. No, we need him on the field immediately. But in the end, if that's your guy, that's your franchise left tackle, and I'm not saying he is, but I think he has all the tools, all the ingredients to be, then I think you're more than happy with that selection.
That's why I like this move the most. Is I think of all the places that Simmons could have been drafted, this is the best possible place for him. There is no pressure on him to start this upcoming year. They just gave Jalen Moore $21 million, and Juwan Taylor's got $20 million guaranteed. You and I both know the money normally dictates who gets on the field. So you spent a large investment on those two spots. This is a scenario in which Simmons can rehab, he can learn, he can sit behind, he can be a break in case of emergency if an injury happens. Of all the places he could have got drafted, this is the most low-pressure situation, at least for this upcoming season.
So, C-Dot, basically what this tells me is that Kansas City and a few other clubs are in positions where they have reached it. Not to say, you know, fans still don't want, they want everything right now, but they've reached a point where, you know, hey, they can take a bit of a chance. They've built, you know, a great team, a great culture, all of that. And yeah, I mean, Jalen Moore is not, you know, a star by any means, but there's a reason you have him. And I think it's well thought out. Put it that way. I think it's well thought out by Veach, by Andy Reid, and I think by October, November, and beyond, I think Chiefs fans are going to be saying, wow, that was one heck of a selection.
Another reason why I really like this move, and you can certainly speak to this, is Ryan Day said that he believes if Simmons had gone back to school that he would have been a top five pick in next year's draft. That's just not a player that is readily available to Kansas City with where they usually select. And the fact that you got that player, you can sit him, and then in 2026 you can potentially start him. This was the year to me to take that swing at left or right tackle to get a player who could possibly be a top 10 prospect in this year's draft class and then to ultimately get him at 32.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And I think, you know, when you look at his skill set, you know, he's extremely athletic for his size. He moves very well. If there was an area like he wasn't exactly a, you know, a road grader when he came over from San Diego State as far as the run game. But Ryan Day made a point to say, of course, before the injury and he went down, that he was getting better and better in, you know, run blocking as well. Obviously, you know, his main priority at left tackle when he gets healthy, if and when he gets healthy, he's going to be, you know, keeping 15 upright. But I think he's a great kid. He was nothing but great praise for him from folks in Columbus. And yeah, I think he's just only the best is yet to come. And like I said, if there was a weakness, it was his run blocking, but even that got better before the injury.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Borman with the Big Play Network. He covers the Browns and also Ohio State. Learning a little bit more about Josh Simmons, also trying to learn a little bit more about the Browns, as they have had a very eventful last couple of days with them. Watching Simmons as a prospect, do you think he's more of a left tackle or a right tackle?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think he's probably more of a left. I know, you know, he played right tackle at San Diego State. That was the other thing that made it, you know, pretty amazing, is that he made that transition seamless. I mean, and you didn't know. I mean, when he came over, like, is he going to be – now, granted, you're doing it at the college level, so you got a little bit – he had the talent to do it. But I would say left tackle, but – if worse comes to worse and he's better from the right side. But honestly, I think if you're saying, what do I want in my left tackle? You know, I want him to obviously be very athletic and he's got the size, the frame that you just can't teach, you know? So I don't think there's any talk about, oh, well, he's not long enough, he's not this. I would say he's probably more of a left tackle because, well, let's face it. I mean, that's where he was the last 2 years and you certainly don't want to move him back. But, you know, they'll cross that bridge when they come to it.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Cleveland Browns, as they have been at the forefront of basically every interesting storyline with this year's NFL draft. Let's start with Shedeur Sanders. How are fans taking to them not only drafting Shedeur, they also got Dylan Gabriel in the third round?
Okay, we'll start with Shedeur. I think – you know, it's interesting. You guys have in KC, every fan base, where you've got some that are like, you know what, man, what a steal. They got him in the fifth round, and nobody saw this coming, and he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he's talented. And then there's some that say, well, you know what, a couple things. There's a reason that he fell to the fifth round, and I'm not talking about, you know, any kind of bias or anything like that. There's a reason just talent-wise. I mean, the Steelers, all you need to know is the Steelers, that was the team that really seemed to be, had him earmarked for. And all of a sudden, you know, the draft comes and Steelers are up again, and they passed on him. And what we were hearing, I don't know if you guys heard the same thing, but a lot of out of Pittsburgh was, yeah, we kind of saw Kenny Pickett 2.0 in Shedeur Sanders. I mean, Pittsburgh's a pretty good team, pretty good culture, pretty good, you know, history, whatever. Granted, the quarterback position since Roethlisberger leaves a lot to be desired. But I think the fans, they love being relevant. They love the fact, and you can probably hear it in my voice. Yeah, it's fun to be on TV. It's fun to be all on all the sports shows. But, you know, they had that with Johnny Manziel. They had that with Baker Mayfield. They had that with, obviously, Deshaun Watson. And I'm not putting Shedeur Sanders in that category. He's done nothing wrong, per se. But you've got Deion. There's that sense of the circus. And I just feel like, and some fans are with me on this, you know what? It might be best if there's a year to just kind of catch your breath and hopefully work on that culture, because they keep talking about it. I mean, it's really a fun word to bandy about and say, oh, yeah, tough, smart, accountable. But you got to be consistent. You got to win consistently. You can't, and that's what teams like you guys do in Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Browns are not there. And so I understand, like, well, hey, in the fifth round, we had to take a shot. Okay, but also, is it going to be worth this circus? If this kid ends up being their quarterback, then yes, obviously that's the answer. But I just, it feels like here we go again. There's going to be all of this locker room stuff. You've got two quarterbacks. You mentioned Gabriel. Not in a million years did I see him coming in the third. Nobody did. There is nobody in Cleveland, Ohio, and if they tell you they did, they're lying. They're the same people that said they were at Len Barker's perfect game in the 80s, when really there were only like 8,000 people in attendance. Everybody says they were there. Nobody in Cleveland said Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Nobody.
The one thing I'll say about Shadur is, and you just spoke to it a little bit, is if you look at that quarterback room, there's a chance that he starts like week 11 for the Browns. You got Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel. I don't think that Deshaun Watson is going to be healthy enough this year. And then you got Shadur Sanders, that I know it was a very windy road to get here. But if Shadur can keep his head down, do the work, and perform well, he'll be given an opportunity to start in the NFL. And that's all any quarterback can ask for.
Well, again, another great point. You're right. Because of the situation right now, and maybe that's good for him, maybe that's not good for him. We'll find out because, well, you know, we've already had the conversation on the air like, uh-oh, in preseason, if he's not getting the amount of snaps, are we going to hear, is there going to be comments leaked out of bold? I mean, I think Deion's probably got his own issues to worry about coaching Colorado, but you're right in that, you know, look, Pickett's gone. I mean, they didn't pick up his option. They shouldn't have picked up his option. You brought in Gabriel and Sanders, so I think the writing's on the wall there. Flacco hopefully is a guy that can just be competent enough and make some plays in the offense to see you through. But I think they're really – what this comes down to, C-Dot, and I don't think it's any big secret, find your future quarterback. Yes, you've heard – since you and I have met – we've been having this conversation over and over. And once again, here we are. Could it be Shadur Sanders? Possibly. Could it be Dylan Gabriel? I don't think so. Is it another guy next year with the two ones? Because, you know, again, they made that deal, and that was kind of – I'm not a big fan of saying, well, next year's class is loaded, because you don't know how things are going to play out. But – find the damn quarterback and be done with it. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Last thing here, Chico. Could you have ever imagined that your team would trade the number two overall pick and it just wouldn't be a massive story for you guys? Like, the haul that you guys gave up to not draft Travis Hunter was actually a really good haul. Like, you got a quarterback haul. You picked up a second round pick. You picked up a first round pick next year. That'll give you ammunition to kind of move up and do what you want in the draft. It was a very smart trade for the Browns, but nobody is talking about it.
No, you're right. And that was, I was looking forward to until Shadur came into the fold. And like I said, I understand them taking the chance there, but I was looking forward to, man, this is going to be such a, because a lot of people were debating, no, you can't pass on a generational talent like Travis Hunter. This guy's a unicorn and blah, 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 which I can see that. And then the other aspect, well, hey, I mean, look, this team needs a lot. You know, they get ammunition. They got a great haul from Jacksonville. Good pickup. Next year, maybe they can find their guy. And you're right. Now it's crickets on that topic. It's, you know, Shadur and the circus, what could be the circus, who's going to be your starting quarterback. They've got a pull out, and I think Shadur is right behind Joe Flacco, and then Kenny Pickett, and then, well, Deshaun's not even in the poll, and then Dylan Gabriel. So that, take that for what you want.
That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show today. He is with the Big Play Network. He covers Ohio State as we were covering Josh Simmons, who went in the first round, also talking about all the storylines with the Browns. Chico, you know that I love talking to you. If you were on the show, that means Cleveland is advancing to the NBA Finals or something went terribly wrong with the Browns.
The Cavs look really, really good. And that was without DG last night. I mean, wow. When experience and talent come together, and Atkinson, you know, JB, don't forget about JB doing a great job getting these guys, you know, the nucleus, which Kenny Atkinson loves to point out. But Atkinson unlocked Mobley and a few others. That's a fun team. Sorry, I know you got to go, but I had to get some kind of positive note here before we get out of here.
No, I don't mind any of that. I mean, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. Yes, the Cavs look really good. The Heat looked as bad as any basketball team that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Ooh. And I, you know, even though I don't think anybody was thinking here or anywhere else that the Heat were gonna upset them, but I mean, Spoelstra, you kind of know, like, and that was our thinking going in, like, yeah, even if they sweep, it's going to be a tough sweep. You're not thinking it's going to be the most combined points in the history of the league as far as the series. But, I mean, it was. I mean, they just 55, Tyler Herro's going into game four. Tyler Herro's going, you know, we're not going out like that. No, and not only did you lose, but you just got embarrassed. That was unbelievable.
That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show today. Chico, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for popping on today.
Love it, C-Dot. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.